Good morning. This is Akashwani Kohima reading you the morning bulletin. I am Matsina. Chief Minister Nipu Rio has stressed the need for coordinated action, timely intervention and seamless communication among all departments to minimize risks and safeguard lives and infrastructure ahead of the monsoon season. He said this during a high-level monsoon preparedness meeting held at the Chief Minister's residential complex in Kohima yesterday to review the state's readiness for the ensuing monsoon season. Mr. Rio directed all concerned agencies to strategically position machinery, equipment and response systems for immediate deployment during emergencies. The meeting assessed weather forecasts and vulnerable zones based on meteorological inputs presented by the Nagaland State Disaster Management Authority. Key departments presented preparedness measures with special focus on the vulnerable National Highway 29 connecting Dimapur and Kohima and National Highway 2 between Kohima and Mau. Nagaland's Minister for Horticulture and Women Resource Development, Salhutinyo Kruse, has called for focused and sustained support for hill agriculture, highlighting the unique strengths and challenges faced by farmers in the state. The minister said this while addressing the National Conference on Agriculture for Kharif Campaign 2026 in New Delhi yesterday. Drawing attention to challenges faced by farmers, the minister said climate change has emerged as a major concern, with unpredictable rainfall, soil erosion and landslides increasingly affecting agricultural activities. She called for greater investment in hill-specific climate-resilient technologies and real-time localized advisory systems. The minister also identified inadequate infrastructure as the biggest bottleneck to agricultural growth and urged the centre to invest in storage, processing, branding and market linkages, particularly for Nagaland's niche products. Calling the Northeast a potential leader for an evergreen revolution, Mrs. Kruse said policies must recognise the realities of hill agriculture rather than adopting a uniform approach for both plains and mountainous regions. The minister further expressed confidence that with strong centre-state partnership, Nagaland can emerge as a model for agriculture-led growth in the country. Deputy Chief Minister Yantung Opaton has expressed deep concern and strong condemnation over the reported assault of a miner in Dimapur. Describing the incident as deeply disturbing and unacceptable, Mr. Paton stated that crimes against children are among the gravest offences and have no place in a civilised society. He conveyed his solidarity with the survivor and the family during this difficult time. He also stated that the police have taken prompt cognizance of the matter and that the investigation is progressing. Mr. Paton expressed confidence in the law enforcement agencies and directed that all necessary steps be taken to ensure a thorough and impartial investigation so that justice is delivered in accordance with the law. The Deputy Chief Minister further emphasised that the identity, privacy and dignity of the minor survivor must be protected at all times and urged all stakeholders, including the public and media, to act responsibly and sensitively. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat programme on Akashvani tomorrow. It will be the 134th episode of the monthly radio programme. A report.
The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the Akashvani website and the News on Air mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of the Akashvani, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast.
And the Lotha Youth Hoho, LYH, has stepped up its campaign against illegal drug activities in Wokha, reaffirming its commitment to tackling drug abuse and trafficking in the district. According to LYH, an alleged drug peddler, identified as Chenny Thang, was apprehended by the Tsumang Youth Organization on May 28 for reportedly smuggling drugs from Merapani. Two drug users apprehended during the operation were advised to undergo rehabilitation. LYH also lauded the efforts of the Tsumang Colony Youth Organization and called on other youth bodies to join the fight against drugs. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Tune in for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.